on a can.
And then you switch to a belt as soon as you could. Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Usually wear a raincoat and a rain hat.
Okay, and when you're trying to protect Grandmommy from the rain?
Umbrella.
What's the last thing you put on top of your bed, you know, when you're making it up?
Spread.
And at the head of your bed, you put your head on the...
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? I mean, it went the whole length of the pillow when you were little? Or any time? And what do you put on the bed for extra warmth? A lot of times it's quilt.
Blankets.
Okay. Well, a lot of times it's a cover that has stuff
spread
inside of it. It's a lot of times it's a cover and it's got little batting inside of it. You know, it's got extra layers of material inside of it.
You would go over the blanket?
Well, it's something you put on your bed for warmth. It's fluffier than a blanket. A lot of times it's made out of patchwork, and it's lined, and it's made out of...
Well, I just call it, the only thing I ever put on mine is a blanket and a spread.
Okay, Grandmommy's mother or her aunt or something used to make those, it's the things that a lot of times they're hand sewn and they're made out of pieces of material, like little calico.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it now.
Okay. Remember when we stayed with Grandmommy on your fishing trip and we made those beds on the floor?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Pallets.
And a lot of times you'll say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very, it's really rich, and you'd say it's very...
expecting a big crop.
Okay, you'd say, we're really expecting a big crop this year because the soil's so...
Because the weather has been so favorable.
And it's when the soil's got a lot of, you know, like you've gotten a lot of manure in it, a lot of fertilizers.
Yeah.
What's the flat lowland that goes along a stream? And it's a lot of time it's overflowed in the springtime and plowed later.
Well, you wouldn't say a desert. It wouldn't be necessarily be that next to a stream, but it's valley.
And what's a low-lying grassland?
And what?
Well, a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover or alfalfa or something like that. Just land. Or when you picture rolling hills and they're green, but there's nothing, you know, no...
No, you don't have any...
You don't
have any... basic... fertilizer, soil,
but it's land, okay, just, what do you call the land that's out in the Midwest?